The Matthew Bible Modern Spelling Edition.
There's a pure and unaltered truth that can only be found in this Bible.
This is the Matthew Bible Podcast.
Hi, I'm Leah, the founder of TucoNineOneOne.com.
Grab your friends, grab your friends, find your enemies and make amends, and we'll meet in the middle. Take the pride and set it aside, my hands will build. And we'll remember these times, we'll remember these times.
You can give a person a fish or even teach them how to fish, but that is not what we do. We supply fishing poles, opportunities to help change lives. Please visit TucoNineOneOne.com and join me in providing opportunities to those who are less fortunate.
We will have the victory, create the bridge that sets you free. We will build something bigger than you and me.
TucoNineOneOne.com. Hi, it's good to be back to another episode of the Matthew Bible Podcast. Had a lot of interaction with people since the last time we talked, and a lot of you have submitted questions about the Matthew Bible, questions that aren't directly about the Matthew Bible that surround that era. So I'd like to take the time to address some of these questions. The first one we have, a gentleman writes and asks if the Geneva Bible was the only Bible in the world before the Matthew Bible, the only one in English. And I have to say, not exactly. Under the Roman Catholic rule of the time in England, one was permitted to read and own the scripture in Latin. And the Egyptian text and the Greek Septuagint were also available in addition to German and Hebrew in their respected communities. The scripture was widely owned and actually read by many different cultures. Nearly 30 years prior to the Geneva Bible, the Matthew Bible was authorized by the king for distribution and printing in the English language under the then Church of England. And I hope this helps to answer your question a little bit. The Geneva Bible was a late arrival, really. Follow-up question that's closely related to the last one. Another person writes in and wants to know if the Bible was restricted worldwide. And certainly there were restrictions among select cultures, but it was not worldwide. As I mentioned, some restrictions were to language, others were to specific printers, and others were towards particular works. You have to remember that church and state were not separated as they are in today's United States. So the Bible and things surrounding it were very political. So this wasn't a worldwide phenomena. It was based on politics and religion and select locales. A lot of these questions seem to be historical about the time frame of the Matthew Bible or before. Another person writes in and they want to know about America's foundation, whether it was politically driven or if it was indeed people coming just to worship God. You have to remember that America's modern foundation was laid through the opening of trade routes by governments, but it was populated by many people who were seeking the freedom to worship the one true God without authoritarian oversight. And finally, another question about that time frame has to do with the Reformation movement, which William Tyndale was in the middle of this era. And the Matthew Bible was also a result of this era, mainly in England, but also other areas as well. This person wants to know if the Reformation was about helping Protestants to worship God, or if there was other reasons for it. Again, church and state were not separated entities as we know it in the United States. In England, during that time, at least three major factions were at war. You had the Roman Catholic religious system of those days, the Church of England, and those who wanted to overthrow one or the other, the protesters. And this was a war of politics as much as religion. And even Martin Luther reportedly wrote to have ordered peasants stabbed for rising up. And this was no different than what's happening in some Arabic countries today. The Reformation movement helped separatists, but the underlying reasons were clearly political in many situations. And I think one of the questions that I get the most is, when will the Bible be released? I don't have a solid answer on that. I wish I knew. But I can tell you that we work very often on the translation. And again, it's really not even a true translation. It's just changing the font and the spelling to make it readable so that we can understand it. So my idea isn't to make it new or modernize it, but actually just to preserve the actual translation of the Matthew Bible to where we can read it. But we are getting ready to release the Book of Psalms. There's actually five divisions of the Book of Psalms, and we're getting ready to release that very shortly. And as soon as I have the publication date, you'll hear it on thematthewbible.com and on the Matthew Bible podcast. Hi, I'm Pastor Nathan Harding, the orthographic translator of the Matthew Bible, Modern Spelling Edition, and this is the Matthew Bible Podcast. The Bible passage we're about to read is from Genesis, the 39th chapter, Genesis, the 39th chapter, beginning with verse number 21. Joseph has refused his master's wife's overtures and has been arrested. We pick up the story in verse number 21. But the Lord was with Joseph and showed him mercy and got him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison, which committed to Joseph's hand all the prisoners that were in the prison house. And whatsoever was done there, that did he. And the keeper of the prison looked unto nothing that was under his hand, because the Lord was with him, and because that whatsoever he did, the Lord made it come luckily to pass. And it chanced after this that the chief butler, the king of Egypt, and his chief baker had offended their lord, the king of Egypt. And Pharaoh was angry with them and put them in ward in his chief marshal's house, even in the prison where Joseph was bound. And the chief marshal gave Joseph a charge with them, and he served them. And they continued a season in ward. And they dreamed, either of them, in one night, both the butler and the baker of the king of Egypt, which were bound in the prison house, either of them his dream, and each man's dream of a sundry interpretation. When Joseph came in unto them in the morning and looked upon them, behold, they were sad. And he asked them, saying, wherefore look ye so sadly today? They answered him, we have dreamed a dream, and have no man to declare it. And Joseph said unto them, interpreting belongeth to God, but tell me yet. And the chief butler told his dream to Joseph, and said unto him, in my dream, methought there stood a vine before me, and in the vine were three branches. And it was as though it budded, and her blossoms shot forth, and the grapes thereof waxed ripe. And I had Pharaoh's cup in my hand, and took of the grapes, and wrung them into Pharaoh's cup, and delivered Pharaoh's cup into his hand. And Joseph said unto him, this is the interpretation of it. The three branches are 3 days. For within 3 days shall Pharaoh lift up thine head, and restore thee unto thine office again. And thou shalt deliver Pharaoh's cup into his hand, after the old manner, even as thou didst when thou wast his butler. But think on me with thee when thou art in good case, and show mercy unto me, and make mention of me to Pharaoh, and help me to bring me out of this house. For I was stolen out of the land of the Hebrews, and here also have I done nothing at all, wherefore they should have put me into this dungeon. When the chief baker saw that he had well interpreted it, he said unto Joseph, methought also in my dream that I had 3 wicker baskets on my head. And in the uppermost basket of all manner baked meats for Pharaoh, and the birds ate them out of the basket upon my head. Joseph answered and said, "This is the interpretation thereof. The three baskets are 3 days. For this day, 3 days shall Pharaoh take thy head from thee, and shall hang thee on a tree, and the birds shall eat thy flesh from off thee." And it came to pass the 3rd day, which was Pharaoh's birthday, that he made a feast unto all his servants, and he lifted up the head of the chief butler and of the chief baker among his servants, and restored the chief butler unto his butlership again, and he reached the cup into Pharaoh's hand, and hanged the chief baker, even as Joseph had interpreted unto them. Notwithstanding, the chief butler remembered not Joseph, but forgat him. And it fortuned at 2 years in that Pharaoh dreamed and thought that he stood by a river's side, and that there came out of the river 7 goodly kine, and fat-fleshed, and fed in a meadow. And him thought that 7 other kine came up after them out of the river, evil-favored and lean-fleshed, and stood by the other up on the brink of the river. And the evil-favored, the lean-fleshed kine, ate up the 7 well-favored and fat kine. And he awoke therewith. And he slept again and dreamed the 2nd time. The 7 ears of corn grew upon 1 stalk rank and goodly. And the 7 thin ears blasted with the wind sprang up after them. And that the 7 thin ears devoured the 7 rank and full ears. And then Pharaoh awaked. And see, here is his dream. When the morning came, his spirit was troubled. And he sent and called for all the soothsayers of Egypt and all the wise men thereof, and told them his dream. But there was none of them that could interpret it unto Pharaoh. Then spake the chief butler unto Pharaoh, saying, "I do remember my fault this day." Pharaoh was angry with his servants and put in ward in the chief marshal's house both me and the chief baker. And we dreamed both of us in 1 night, and each man's dream of a sundry interpretation. And there was with us a young man, an Hebrew-born servant unto the chief marshal. And we told him, and he declared our dreams to us according to either of our dreams. And he declared them unto us, even so it came to pass. I was restored to mine office again, and he was hanged. Then Pharaoh sent and called Joseph, and they made him haste out of prison. And he shaved himself and changed his raiment and went into Pharaoh. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, "I have dreamed a dream, and no man can interpret it. But I have heard say of thee, that as soon as thou hearest a dream, thou dost interpret it." And Joseph answered Pharaoh, saying, "God shall give Pharaoh an answer of peace without me." Pharaoh said unto Joseph, "In my dream, methought I stood by a river's side. And there came out of the river 7 fat-fleshed and well-favored kine, and fed in the meadow. And then 7 other kine came up after them, poor and very evil-favored and lean-fleshed, so that I never saw their like in all the land of Egypt in evil-favoredness. And the 7 lean and evil-favored kine eat up the 1st 7 fat kine. And when they had eaten them up, a man could not perceive that they had eaten them, for they were still as evil-favored as they were at the beginning, and I awoke. And I saw again in my dream 7 ears spring out of 1 stalk, full and good, and 7 other ears withered thin and blasted with the wind spring up after them. And the thin ears devoured the 7 good ears, and I have told it unto the soothsayers, but no man can tell me what it meaneth." Then Joseph said unto Pharaoh, "Both Pharaoh's dreams are one, and God doth show Pharaoh what he is about to do. The 7 good kine are 7 years, and the 7 good ears are 7 years also, and it is but 1 dream. Likewise, the 7 and evil-favored kine that came out after them are 7 years, and the 7 empty and blasted ears shall be 7 years of hunger. This is that which I said unto Pharaoh, that God doth show Pharaoh what he is about to do. Behold, there shall come 7 year of great plenteousness throughout all the land of Egypt, and there shall arise after them 7 years of hunger, so that all the plenteousness shall be forgotten in the land of Egypt, and the hunger shall consume the land, so that the plenteousness shall not be once a seen in the land by reason of that hunger that shall come after, for it shall be exceeding great. And as concerning that the dream was doubled unto Pharaoh the 2nd time, it betokeneth that the things is certainly prepared of God, and that God will shortly bring it to pass." Now it's time to share some listener feedback from thematthewbible.com. One of our listeners here says, "Can't wait for the full edition. I love Tyndale's translation, and I'm so excited to have a modern spelling version to study from." Another listener says, I love my original spelling facsimile copy of the Matthew Bible. Looking forward to your project being completed. Is there any difference between... And one more comment I'd like to share with you. Listener writes in and says, would love to have a book of Psalms by itself to read. Appreciate your burden and great effort to share the truth of God's Word. Thank you all very much for that. It's encouraging to know that people's out there and making comments about what we're doing, and we hope that you've enjoyed hearing a little bit about the Matthew Bible Modern Spelling Edition.
Bible Podcast.
Please visit us online at thematthewbible.com.
When I place my feet up on that golden harbor that my soul has longed to see for many years, and I see the one who died for me at Calvary, I'll be singing hallelujah through my tears. Well, I'll long no more for the land behind me, for greater things lie for me ahead. For he is beautiful, and I have loved him dearly, more dearly than the spoken word can tell. Well, I heard that there's a wicked war a-raging, so I set to sail across the span of time. There, the battlefield on top of Calvary, a multitude of foe, one crucified. There, I set my heart to follow Jesus. In him, I know the victory I will win, for he is beautiful. And I have loved him dearly, more dearly than the spoken word can tell. I can taste the sweet perfuming of my homeland as hope gives way to reality. And the rolling hills echo back the anthem as all the saints sing the victory. As my eyes behold the awesome holy vision, no tongue can tell the glory that I see. For he is beautiful, and he has loved me dearly, more dearly than the spoken.